night's rest. Oh, my your lover, don't discover. I pray you rise, love, and let me in. For I am fatigued out of my long night's journey. Besides, I am wet into the skin. Now this young girl rose and put on her clothing, till she quickly let her own true love in. Oh, they kissed, shook hands, and embraced each other, till that long night was near at an end. Willie, dear, oh, dearest Willie, where is that collar you'd some time ago? Oh, Mary dear, the clay has changed me. I am but the ghost of your Willie, oh. Then, oh, cock, oh, cock, oh, and some cockerel, I pray you not crow until it is day. For your wings I'll make of the very first beating gold, and your comb I will make of the silver ray. But the cock it crew, and it crew so fully, it crew 3 hours before it was day. And before it was day, my love had to go away, not by the light of the moon, nor the light of day. When she saw her love disappearing, the tears down her pale cheeks in streams did flow. He said, weep no more for me, dear Mary. I am no more your Willie, then it's Willie, dear, oh, dearest Willie, whenever shall I see you again? When the fish they fly, love, and the sea runs dry, love, and the rocks they melt by the heat of the sun.
At the mellow tuft is loved a man in the neighborhood of Ivy, for he had a lovely daughter fair, and they called her a Bonnie Annie. Her bloom was like the spring in a flower, that he was the rosy morning, and her innocence and graceful mien, her beauteous face adorning. Knew her hair was fair, and her eyes were blue, and her cheeks as red as roses, and her countenance was fair to view, trumpeter, whose name was Underlammy, and he had the head for to gain the head over the mellow tifties, Annie. Her mother cried her to the door, saying, come here to me, my Annie. Did you see a prettier man than the trumpeter of Fivey? Oh, but Nathan, she said, but sighing, I said, 'twas a less for bonny Annie, for she dares me on that her hair it was won by the trumpeter. And at night when all went to their bed, I slept the sound, but Annie, love so pressed her tender breast, and love will waste her body. Oh, love comes in to my bedside, and love will lie beyond me. Love so pressed my tender breast, and love will waste my body. My love, I go to Edinburgh town, and for a while, man, leave thee. Oh, but I'll be dead afore he come back in the green kirk yard of Fivey. So her feather struck her wondrous soul, and also did her mother, and her sisters also took their score, but woe be to her brother. Her brother struck her wondrous soul with cruel strokes and many, and he broke her back out of the temple stain, aye, the temple stain. Oh, mother dear, please make my bed and lay my face to Fivey, for I will lie and I will die for my dear Anne. Now when Andra came, Edinburgh came, with muckle grief and sorrow, my love she died for me last night, so I'll die for her tomorrow.
Up in the north there lived a brisk couple, where young men and maiden a-courting do go. Always a-courting, but never talked of marrying, until this young girl, she began forth to say, young man, what is it you mean? Of courting I'm weary, I'm resolved to get married, or else from your company I must refrain. And then I must own I do love you dearly, but that's forth to marry I don't feel inclined. When a man he gets wed, his joys are all fled, he's free from all liberty, bound down towards slavery. So whilst I am single I'll wish you good night. Oh, there's one thing, dear John, I should like to ask you. That's if you're married first, ask me to your wedding. And if I am before you, then I'll do the same. So the bargain was made when up stepped a young jade. He stepped up to her, he intended to have her. He was a ship carpenter's son by his trade. So she wrote John a letter, a kind loving letter, to come to her wedding on the 9th day of June, to wait at her table instead of a better, to wait at her table all on the bridegroom. When this letter he read, it made his heart bleed, in sorrow he mourned, his tale was soon turned. I'm a fool, I'm undone, I have lost her indeed. So he saddled his horse, rode off to the station, thinking to meet with his true lover there. But when he got there, he was sadly amazed to see this young girl so highly surmounted, which caused from his eye to fall many a tear. If I had ever known you'd been had so soon, I would not have tarried, but you I'd have married. So jump up beside me and leave him alone. Oh no, my dear John, for I've much better choose it. And can't you remember what you said to me? When a man he gets wed, his joys are all fled, he's free from all liberty, bound down towards slavery. So whilst you were single, you'd wish me good night.
Now it's awful fair, damsel, my fortune was had. I was over-courted by a rickish young lad. I have kept my love's company night and day, but now John is listed and gone far away. Now my love's an old soldier, but he's neat, tall and thin. There is none in the army come equal to him. With his red rosy cheeks and his curly black hair, his flattering tongue draws my heart to a sneer. Now with some people stalking, I'm out of my mind. Some people says that I'm large with a child, but it's let them be talking and say what they will. For the love I've got for him, I'll keep it up still. Now if I was a scholar, I'd handle my pen. I would write him a letter, to him would I send. God sends him safe sailings and fair winds to blow. There is a due to my true love wherever he goes. Now if I was a blackbird, I'd whistle, I'd sing. I would fly to the ship that my true love sailed in. On the top of his mainmast, I would build my nest. That long night would I gaze upon his lily white breast.
All right, Percy Ling now.
Yeah.
Go on, Percy. Sorry. Come on, have you got your hat?
It was on one summer's evening when all the world was still. Two lovers rambled down the lane, down by an iron-worn mill. He was leaving on the morrow to a foreign land to roam. And as he pressed her to his breast, these words she heard him say, "I'll come back, my little sweetheart, in the spring. Those wedding bells for you will always ring. When everything is righted, our hearts shall be united. I'll come back, my little sweetheart, in the spring. Now the series, they have changed once more upon their battlefield. Their boys in blue are charging to their noble flag to shield. When a stray shot struck a hero, he was numbered with their slain. And as he lay there sinking fast, his chums heard the sad refrain, "You'll be a lonely little sweetheart in the spring. Those wedding bells for you will never ring. While soldier boys lying among their dead and dying, you'll be a lonely little sweetheart in the spring. By the fireside sat our maiden. She was feeling lone and sad. And as the tears rolled down her cheeks, a letter she'd hand, and as she read it o'er and o'er, 'twas more than she could bear. Before the morning broke, she'd pass from where all this world was fair. For they laid her in the churchyard in the spring. Those wedding bells for did never ring. Not a word of him was spoken. They knew her heart was broken as I laid her in the churchyard in the spring. In the spring.
Lovely old lazy man, and once again, I'd like to call upon Bob, Bob's guest. Bob, are you going to give us another one?
All right. Though I love my mother as I love my life, once I thought I should like to take a wife. And when I mentioned it to Mother dear, softly in her eye came a rising tear. Do not leave me, now I'm old, she cried. You have all been mine since Father died. Do not let another come between. Be to me the son you always been. For you know how I loved you more than words can say. You'll break my old heart if you go away. Though you and your sweetheart may fondly love each other, you can get a sweetheart any day, but you can't get another mother. You know how I love you more than one can say. You'll break my old heart if you go away. Though you and your sweetheart may fondly love each other, you can get a sweetheart any day, but you can't get another mother. I said to Mother, if I married Lou, they would always be a place for you. She shook her head with a heavy heart. No lad's relatives are best apart. Suppose that we quarrel, then we strive to judge between your mother and your wife. But surely if she really loves you true, she can wait a little while for you. For you know how I loved you more than words can say. You'll break my old heart if you go away. Though you and your sweetheart may fondly love each other, you can get a sweetheart any day, but you can't get another mother.
Now one night I took my wife unto a music hall, and ever since that blooming night it has been her downfall. She sat beside the band's man and he filled her with delight. The fella that played the trombone, he stole my wife that night with his rum-shirara, rum-shirara, rum-shirara day. The fella that played the trombone, he stole my wife away. He pulled that long thing in and out, he made her feel so gay. He really took her fancy with his rum-shirara day. Now she said she liked his music and she'd go there every week. I said it would be her downfall if she didn't stop her cheek. She took no notice what I said and went from time to time, while I sat at home and nursed the kids, while him and her did shine on his rum-shirara, rum-shirara, rum-shirara day. The fella that played the trombone, he stole me wife away. He pulled that long thing in and out, he made her feel so gay. He really tickled her fancy with his rum-shirara day. Now the other night I woke and found she'd gone with all her clothes. She'd gone with that bandsman to a land where no one knows. And if ever I should find her, I'd break their honeymoon. I'd smash his bloody instrument if I catched him playing a tune on his rum-shirara, rum-shirara, rum-shirara day. The fella that played the trombone, he stole my wife away. He pulled that long thing in and out, he made her feel so gay. He really tickled her fancy with his rum-shirara day.
Most folks, when they grow up at times, they do presume in things that have gone by, it pleases them to amuse. I remember well when I never felt such joy to the day when I got birched in my suit of cardi, riding around me young and old around. If ever you wish to join me, if ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi ride. When father come home at night, if drunk we used to rum, and in the course of a week or so we had ups and bum. When mother said unto me, Jack, come with me, my boy, let's go to grocery shop and buy a suit of cardi riding around me young and old around. If ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi ride. We soon picked out the suit, the best that we could find. It fitted very well in front, but a little slack behind. And never mind, the shopman said, he's a growing boy now, and he's at last, will soon fill out the cardi right. Then around me, young and old around, if ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi right. I felt quite proud, and then my mother, she paid the rent. It had two pockets by the side and a little hole in front. As I was marching down the street, the people they did say, how very well he looks in a suit of cardi rye. Then around me, young and old around, if ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi rye. One day I was taken ill, I told me mother my fault. She said, my boy, you must be ill, then give me a dose of salts. And when the salts begin to work, the buds begin to fly. Before I had my trousers down, I got my cardi riding around me young and old around. If ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi ride. One day as I walked down the street, some fellow cried out, Jim, let's go to the canal and there we'll have a swim. As we were swimming about, I and this other lad, some fellow run away with my suit of cardi riding around me young and old around. If ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi ride. As naked as I was born, I was drove home in a cab. And when my mother heard of this, it nearly drove her mad. She said, you silly little goose, you're a very naughty boy. But I never shall forget that day when I put my cardi riding around me young and old around. If ever you wish to join me, ever you wish to buy a suit, you buy the cardi ride.
I lost my arm in the army, I lost my leg in the navy, I lost my in the butcher's shop and they found it in the gravy. As I was walking down the street, a fair young maid I chanced to meet. She said, hello, how do you do? Would you like a go? I'm a ring-a-rang-roo. Oh, ring-a-rang-roo, pray what is that? He's soft and smooth like a pussy cat. Got a hair all round and a split in two. That's what they call a ring-a-rang-roo. She took me home to a father's cellar.
she said, young man, you're a very nice fella. She gave me wine and whiskey too, and then a go on a ring-a-rang-roo. She took me home, her phone, her father said, you've gone lost your maiden head. So pack your bags and your luggage too, and earn your living on your ring-a-rang-roo. She went to town, a proper whore, and she hung a notice on the door. A dollar down, no loss, no more. Whoever go at a ring-a-rang-roo. From sweet 16 to 92, all the boys they came and the boys they went. The price went down to 60 cents to have a go on a ring-a-rang-roo.
Just stop it a minute, let's just click a bit. Nothing good, isn't it?
Oh, this is a good one.
On a bright summer's day, down at Bournemouth last year, the young man was seen swimming around by the pier. He swam on an eel and onto a rock, and amused all the ladies by shaking his fist at a copper who stood on the shore. The very same copper that caught him before. Now the copper to that young man was a farce, and the cheeky young bounder just showed him his graceful figure and marvelous face. And when he got cross, it blew laughed in his face. Now the young man's sweetheart had learned to swim, and he travelled for miles with his hand on her chest as a mortar should she ever tire. His kindly attention the young lady admired. She swam like an otter, he swam like a duck, and they finished the morning by having a nice bit of lunch and a bottle of wine, a treat which no lady was known to decline. They got back to the beach, she started to hunt for a nice bit of seaweed to anchor round her. Wind as it offered a reminder to be on the bright happy days spent by the blue sea. To return to her story, the eventide fall, she muses her love, love, love her by tinkling gears. Fancy with bells, bell for the rest of her life, she would be up.
Like a jelly, and I never went to school again.
In 1976, the Queen pulled down a nix. She licked a bum and said, yum yum is better than Weetabix.
To milk it, to buy a fat cow. To milk it, he didn't know how. He pulled on its tail instead of its tit, and poor little piggy got covered in shit.
School dinners, school dinners, concrete chips, soggy semolina, soggy semolina, I feel sick, get a ball quick.
I'm only a poor little human, J.R. keeps on picking on me. Sue Ellen's a drunk, her baby's a punk, and Bobby lives under the sea, does he?
Jesus Christ, superstar, wears silky knickers and a plated bra. Bra's too big, wears a wig, that's why they call him a sexy pig.
Lulu had a baby, she called her Sonny Jim. She put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He swam to the bottom, he swam to the top. Lulu got excited, so she called him by the cocktail. Whiskey, 7/6 a glass. If you do not like it, stick it up your ass. No questions, tell no lies. Ever seen a Chinaman doing up his flyaway, Peter? Flyaway, Paul. Come back, Peter, with your fingers up your all things bright and beautiful.
Build a bonfire, put the teachers on the top, put the sofas in the middle, and burn the whole lot.
Row, row, row the boat gently downstream, throw your teacher overboard and listen to her scream.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell rings, teacher's panties tied on a string. String red pop, panties drop, all the children run for mop.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin ran away. They lost the wheel from the Batmobile, they landed in the hay. Whoopee!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Lost his knickers on the motorway.
We break up,
we break down. We don't care if school falls down. No more English, no more French. No more sitting on the old school bench. If the teachers interfere, tie them up and box their ears. If that does not shut them up, dynamite.